Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time. And it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace. And the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay.
Well, that was just amazing. And, you know, I don't know how many people put this together, but the first two clips James has played, both were game ones, and literally not only of a series, but of the start of the playoffs.
It's one of the loudest I've ever heard it that ballpark.
It was beyond unbelievable.
It was insane.
And you could tell really early. I mean, I remember being able to tell really early, and I mean really early. He might throw a no-hitter tonight.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could tell in the second inning that
I was going to say the second inning, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. You could tell.
He got through, you know, I guess 4, 5, 6. You know, maybe he walked someone in the first. I don't think so. I think he had one walk in the game.
It was Jay
one
walk. Bruce. He walked Jay Bruce.
Yeah.
And it was a questionable call.
Very questionable, James. Very close to a perfect game.
Let's get that umpire right now.
That's right, Ray. All right, 215-592-9494. So we celebrate the return of playoff baseball, the return of Red October. Speaking of Red October, your chance when you call in today at 215-592-9494 to win John Legend tickets. So the great John Legend's going to be in town in November. It's his Get Lifted 20th anniversary tour happening November 5th at the Met Philadelphia by Highmark. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win them. Give us something great that's red or notable, or give us someone that's red. There's a lot of red out there in the world. It's Red October. We are pumped. Red. Think red. Best answer, whoever provides it, someone, something that is red, whoever provides the best answer is going to win the John Legend tickets. 215-592-9494. In addition to your thoughts on the Phils and the Eagles, someone or something that's red wins you Legend tickets. John, what are you thinking?
Earlier in the week, I was talking about That 70s Show.
Uh-huh. Oh,
you get to use the same
Foreman
one twice. That's great.
That.
Yep.
I loved him.
He was outstanding. Devin, give me something red.
Rudolph's nose.
Wow.
Ooh, big.
That's a very big answer. Seltzer, something red.
I was going to sing it myself, but I'll save you the pain.
Oh, yeah.
Longer with Big Red.
That's so good.
Red freshness that's right through.
Wow.
Your fresh breath goes on and on.
While
you chew it, say goodbye a little
Richie could use some of this right now, by the way.
Are you saying he's got bad breath?
Yeah, I'm just saying, let me take a shot. No, I'm just joking.
Ouch.
Well, you know, there's a lot
that's
of...
A good, that's a good one,
yesterday,
James.
Spike on the air accused Jack Fritz of spitting every time he talks, and it got very, very...
It happens sometimes.
Wild.
I spit on Trout one time accidentally.
No.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Right. And we both saw it like in slow motion through the air. Landed right on him. And he was a
Joe
good sport about it.
Joe spits a lot.
He was I get fired up.
Joe's
the hammer.
Really the most like spitty.
Let me tell you something. You're gonna get freaking playoff
Joe
Red October. Beat the hammer. Hammer today.
Very spitty.
Get ready. The hammer.
Jeez.
I might have spit right there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
Remember when he said he might have to tone it back?
Yeah, the clock just went out. I think when I hit the table, the clock went out.
You love breaking the clock.
Well, that one is
he
unintentional.
Knocked the batteries out of the clock.
All right, Rhea, something red. What do you got?
So I love this. I had it for Clark when he was a baby, like a life-size Elmo that was the size of him when he was like 4.
Yep.
Until one of my dogs ate it.
Sure.
And I was always very sad, but Elmo was always my favorite.
Elmo's a classic. I'm going to go right in line with kind of where Devin was a few minutes ago. Santa. You got that red coat. Santa's red. All right, give us a big answer, guys. 215-592-9494. Someone or something that's red. Also, let's listen to Hugh Douglas. This was strong yesterday. So for those of you that missed it, we covered this yesterday, but 2 days ago, A.J. Brown had put out a tweet about Seth Joyner. So Seth, and like everybody, everyone's been saying a lot about A.J. this week, and I think from what I have heard, I think everything's been fair. I haven't heard anyone be out of bounds,
no.
And that certainly includes Seth. Well, there was something that was – hold on, sir, if you can, just back up, my man. We got to do a show here. So there was something that was said by Seth that obviously irked A.J., but it's like, come on, dude, are you freaking kidding me? Because Seth didn't say anything wrong. So A.J. came out with a tweet that said, at Seth Joyner, the audacity of you telling someone to do their job. My stats every year back that up, that I'm doing mine. How about you do your job and call out the BS, but you won't because they're paying you, so you have to play along and be a good boy. These old heads can be trip, boy, .. Ridiculous, really ridiculous. Anyway.
And he pulled it down pretty quickly.
He did, yeah, he pulled it down within a few minutes. Hugh Douglas, not happy yesterday with A.J. Brown doing that, about his buddy and someone in Seth Joyner that both Hugh and I think all of us think very fair and reasonable with how he presents things. Listen to Hugh. This is a couple minutes. This is worth just really taking this in. Listen, then we'll take your reaction. Listen to yesterday.
Seth Joyner was a tremendous player, and the way that I look at Seth is with tremendous amount of respect, because just like Harold and all those other guys that came before me, I understand wholeheartedly the path that they laid for me mm-hmm. to be in this game, and how they pioneered things that happened. The things that AJ's benefiting from now, Seth and the guys that came before him paved the way. And regardless if you like Seth or not, you have to respect him for the contributions that he's given to this game that only a handful of people have ever played. So when you take a shot at Seth, you take a shot at all of us, in my opinion, because we're sitting here at these desks every day reacting. We're not fabricating. We're not creating anything. We're reacting to everything that you do. So for you to have the audacity, and I hope you're listening, and like I said, I'm not hard to find. For you to have the audacity to sit there and call Seth a boy for pointing out his perspective about how you handled the situation because he works for somebody is ridiculous to me. Because guess what, AJ? You have the audacity to sit there and toe the company line when you had an opportunity yesterday to get everything that you had off your chest in front of the media and everybody. But just like a good little boy, you sat there and you didn't say anything. And that's a fact. So when you take a shot at Seth like that, you take a shot at all of us. Because just like you talking about he ain't going to call out the BS, hell, you should have called out the BS. You're the one that tweeted it. I don't react to nothing. I don't make up anything. I react to everything that's being said that comes out of your mouth. So when you say stuff like that and you feeling some kind of way, like the kids say, stand on business. You had an opportunity yesterday to stand on business. And like a good little boy, you didn't. So now what? You're still upset and you're taking shots at people. You got to respect your elders, man, because Seth ain't doing nothing but reacting to what you did.
Well, and from my perspective, Seth wants what's best for the Eagles. I think he was speaking towards.
And another thing, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, no, you go.
I'm here. And another thing, for all y'all cats that have a lot to say, y'all never hear when people defend you or talk about, you know, having your back and, hey, AJ needs to get the ball more. Everybody on this station, even Seth, has talked about how you need to be involved in offense. You don't say nothing about that. Nobody never say anything about the positive stuff that we say about you and how you need to be involved in this offense. But as soon as somebody says something you don't like, you got a lot to say. That is what I call a prostitute move. That's what prostitutes do. And I'm saying it in a nice way because you know exactly what I'm trying to say. That's a prostitute move. Because you ain't never got nothing to say or back anybody when they got your back. But as soon as somebody say something you don't like, you go to Twitter and you try to call people out. That's not grown man stuff. That's not what a man does. And then to call somebody a boy? And you had the microphone yesterday, and all I heard from you was like, hey, I'm cool with everybody. You weren't cool when you sent the tweet out. You sure weren't cool when you sent the tweet out.
One of the more powerful things I think that's happened on WIP in a while. And look, let me be clear before we go any further. I think everybody is looking forward to just moving on.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, sure. That includes us. Like, we do want to move on. But we would be foolish if we didn't present to you that audio from yesterday and say, listen, this has all been part of the storyline this week because AJ created it.
Correct.
And people then react. And they're... I saw a lot that Seth said. We had Seth in studio with us for an hour earlier this week. Seth didn't say anything out of bounds.
No.
At all. So I applaud Hugh. I really do. Seth came on the program, their program later in the afternoon and addressed it. And I thought handled himself with great class and dignity and strong, as Seth always
does.
And one thing Seth made the point to make a point about, and it's so true. He's like, look, nobody tells me what to say.
No.
I mean, you think I go up to Seth Joyner and say, hey, Seth, I really need you this Monday to say this. You think our boss, Rod Lakin, goes to Seth Joyner, hey, Seth, I want you to go in this direction this week with your commentary. Nobody handles Seth. Seth says what he thinks. And a lot of times he's dead on right. Look, everyone's wrong about something at some point, right? But it's fair. It's inbounds. And AJ was out of line. So,
all right. Now the bottom line is we've had AJ be out of line, or we've had this experience where he's raised the alarm essentially to the fact that the passing game wasn't going through him enough repeatedly. Going back to last year, Brandon Graham sort of helped smooth that over. Going back to 2023, following that in 2023, I think he had six games of 100 yards or more after his fit on the sideline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fell apart again.
And then, well, that's the thing. Yeah. Things keep falling apart. So,
but they keep winning, which is the irony of the whole thing.
Is this just part of what is just part of the deal? Is this part of what you get with
AJ? So I'll say this. I think the answer is yes. Like, I don't think if they get back on track, it's not like you're not going to have another situation in a month or two.
They will get back on track. Yeah. I have faith. And I also have faith that this will probably happen again. But it won't derail the team.
Right.
It won't.
Well, I think it did in 23.
Well,
I think AJ and Jalen in 23 was a huge part of what happened. The defense falling apart in 23 was probably the biggest thing.
Okay.
But the offense also stopped having the ability to move the ball at the end. I remember when they had the starters out there. Now, AJ did get injured pretty early.
Okay.
But they couldn't move the ball against the Giants. I remember that.
This defense is better than that defense.
Oh, God,
this defense has the potential to be better than our defense last year. Already, they are showing signs of doing advanced things.
All right,
advanced coverage skills. We've got two young cornerbacks who might be the best in the NFL. Think about that.
So you can
do a lot when you've got the two young, the two best cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah, no, it's a great
on
advantage.
On the same team?
Great advantage. All right, 215-592-9494. And I also appreciate Hugh calling out the fact that when AJ addressed, and look, he didn't have to put it all publicly, and he chose not to. But everybody with common sense knows AJ didn't tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Oh, no. And I will tell you this. I think I just have, this is complete speculation. That tweet came down so fast after it was put up, that I wonder if someone from the Eagles coach, Dom, caught and said, what are you, You literally put the fire out an hour ago or 2 hours ago.
Listen, Rhea, for all we know, they could have an intern staring at his Twitter account.
24 hours a day.
You know,
I think that's...
And then as soon as that intern sees something, he calls an executive and says, hey, Mr. Executive,
I think that would be
it's
smart.
Up there. Of course it would be smart.
That would be
very smart
for them to do.
All right, so, you know, we don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole because we are super-duper excited for the Phils. But it's an important piece of audio. We wanted to present it to you. 215-592-9494. Dominic right now. Dominic, good morning.
I am standing in front of Empower Field picking up my tickets.
Wow.
200 of us are coming to Philadelphia tomorrow.
Good for you,
and
man.
And we are giving the Eagles hell on
Sunday. Whoa.
I don't even think Philadelphia knows a player on the Broncos.
I know one, Sir Chan, and that Knicks guy.
Broncos. I just named a ton yesterday.
Bo Nix should get a new name.
Marvin Mims and Tony Franklin, and Cortland Sutton, and J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey. I mean, do you want me to go on?
Well, he can. I can. I say Dan Reeves.
Brown down.
Do you think that's like something?
This guy called, said he was talking Phillies. This is outrageous.
Oh, so he lied to you.
Right? I got lied to. This might be the first time someone's lied to me to go on the air.
Loser.
Loser.
And he'll cover Devontae then.
And Nick Benito and Hurst will be best friends.
Hey, Dominic.
Loser. Dominic, let me ask you a question. All jokes aside, let me ask you a question. What is it like to know that your team is about to lose a game?
We are not losing this
game.
We have a great coach in Sean Payton. We have the best defense in the AFC.
They actually
do have a great defense. All right, Dominic, I'm done with your little nonsense. Give me something red. You have almost no chance to win.
Give me something red,
Dominic.
You know what? I hung up on him from here. Okay. Sorry.
Good.
I did it.
Well done.
I did it. I'll take the blame. That was me.
Joe, I don't know if it's the flex he thought it was to say that we couldn't name any Broncos.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's
Rhea.
A good point, Rhea.
Yeah.
I only know because of fantasy. Let's be honest.
Exactly. Jimmy,
good point. All right, let's get to Nick in Northeast Philly. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Great.
Good. I got something red for you.
Yes.
Red Radio Flyer Wagon. And I got a quick story for you. My mom and dad took us down to the 80s World Series.
Yep.
And rolled us around, me and my brother, in that red Radio Flyer wagon.
Dude, the red wagon was a classic.
It was just the best.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
A little rocky road, but.
I love it. All right, Nick, good call, man. Let's talk to Neil in Northeast Philly. Hi, Neil.
Hey, a shout out to Devin, Caney, and Ruben Amaro's show, Hunt for Red October, and Devin on the sideline reporter. And also shout out to James and his High Hopes show with Elliot Court Parks, and also James in High Hopes Radio pre and post game with the Phillies with Jack Fritz, and shout out to Rhea, you know, for doing our sports updates, and shout out to John, you know, being a gauge to Alicia and his John Walk imitation. So. I think I got about everything.
You got it all.
You crushed it, dude.
Yeah, oh, and you also go for your book on Amazon.com.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Is that it?
Yeah, but about the Phillies, I hope that they, you know, the fans really get into it because the Phillies have the best home record in baseball, 55 home wins, and I think the fans getting one Ohtani early. And, you know, and this year I think is a big difference. You know, I predicted 94 wins. They got 96. And, you know, they were hitting throughout the lineup. Bader, you know, like made a big impact. So did Duran. So did Marsh. So did, you know, Trey Turner with his batting average and Schwarber with his 56 home runs. So I think they have more balance in the lineup. And last year, you know, like after London, you know, they played right around 500 or whatever, and they've been a lot hotter. And, you know, and it seems like they get revved up, you know, at home. Like I said, the best home record.
Well, they do. Listen, they've been tremendous historically at home in this ballpark in the playoffs. Neil, give me an answer, my man. Someone or something red.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Huh. Oh, that's another good one. So, James, I'm trying to look this up quickly, and I don't, I'm not there yet. Has Ohtani ever pitched in the postseason?
No. So that's the fascinating thing, because last year, first year with the Dodgers, never made it with the Angels. He is not the biggest pitching spot he's had was that WBC moment. So yeah, no, this is his first time pitching in the playoffs, and he's doing it right here in the jungle.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
he hasn't pitched very deep into games yet. Has
he's
he?
Only
like
gone
five?
Six innings.
So
in
five
September
and six. Yeah.
See, I like that because their bullpen's not good, so it's, you know.
And I don't think he'll push him past, like, you never know if he's cruising and he's like 60-something.
So, what do we know yet?
I don't think he'll push him too far. Like, they're careful with their time.
I agree. What do we know about, is Kershaw going to be on their playoff roster? Because wouldn't you think he would be?
Yeah. I heard somebody
to be an option out of the bullpen.
Doing a preview that he could be in the bullpen, or they could use him as kind of like a piggyback.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
But it is notable that they did not have him on the playoff roster in the first round.
I mean, the playoff history, not great.
Yeah, but
he's a worse pitcher than he used to be, and he has stunk in October.
No, I know. But here's what I'd say, James. I can't give you a breakdown on every single player with the Dodgers, but here's what I do know. They don't have a good bullpen. And, I mean, from a playoff standpoint, I'm not saying it's a bad bullpen compared to, you know, some of the worst teams in baseball. But for a playoff bullpen, it's not great. I would think there would be a spot for Kershaw. But I don't know. I mean, they got to set the roster by tomorrow in the morning. And it'll be fascinating to find out if a guy like Clayton Kershaw is on that playoff roster or not. By the way, this segment right now presented by...
Do you want to face him or not? Would you prefer he be on that
roster? I guess I'd
not?
Rather face their lesser bullpen guy than Kershaw. I mean, I think it's better for the Phillies if Kershaw's not on the roster. You know, whoever their last guy is, you know, like their Joe Ross. You know, not that Joe Ross is going to get, you know what I'm saying. Like, whoever that guy is for them, I would think Clayton Kershaw is better than that guy. But
I think so too.
Not in October.
But last round, they didn't put him in.
He has a je ne sais quoi from all that experience.
Yeah, but to James's point, he's one of the all-time playoff disappointments.
But that tells you what they think. They didn't even put him on the roster.
No, I get it. I get it. Well, we also know he has a legendary warm-up routine, which they may feel and he may feel doesn't work very well out of the bullpen. Hmm. You know, he goes through very, 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 very specific, extensive warm-ups, stretches to get ready. So he's not like hey, let's call down the bullpen. Hey, Clayton, you got 7 minutes to get ready. Like, that doesn't work for him. So, and that, Rhea, though, to your point, the piggyback concept, I think, is where he would come into play if he's in.
There was a guy in their bullpen the other night that Dave Roberts pulled out mid-bat.
Yeah, Emmett Sheehan, who is the guy who also threw 5 2/3 shutout or no hit or whatever against the Phils in L.A. Sure. He's a piggyback guy for them, too.
All right, so this segment right now is presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much, but you certainly can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday live all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started. All right, 215-592-9494. Game one is going to be 6:38 on Saturday. If you don't know, it, the Red Sox-Yankees series finalized last night, and it was the Yanks that beat the Red Sox. That means Phil's Dodgers game one, 6:38 Sunday. That's the effect there. Phone calls on everything, your excitement level, what gives you confidence with the Phil's, what concerns you, the Eagles' offense against the Broncos' defense, a lot going on. And I do think most, if not all, ready to turn the page on the AJ thing. And the best thing for the Eagles, go play a game, go win a game. They probably will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.